came to that point that you wish, I wish there would be something that I could do so that the desires of my heart would be granted today. Has anybody come to that point? Or is it just me? Right now I have a few things in my heart that I desire to see it happening. And it will happen. I don't have a doubt it will happen. I just wish it would happen quicker, you know, speedily. Yes. I'm thinking, Lord, can you just speed up the clock a little bit? And he says, relax. Yes, I'm relaxed. I just want it to happen a little quicker. So I went to the scriptures and I look at few passages that speaks about our heart's desires. Y'all don't gonna mind if I sit today, do you? Today I want to be a little bit more relaxed. So, until Mahesh Chavda comes, I'm going to use the seat. And I went to the scripture to check, what does God say about our heart's desire? I know that there's a scripture that we all often quote about heart's desire. And I came to a sweet surprise that there are more scriptures on the Bible speaking about how God granting our heart's desire than what I thought. This morning I want you to feast with me in the Word of God as we look at several promises that God gives us, promising that He will grant our heart's desire. You know, after reading these scriptures, my heart was filled with joy, because now even the things that seems to be impossible, I say will come to pass. I see and I believe it will come to pass because it is a desire of my heart. Let's start today with Psalms 145, verse 19, and I want to go first to the NIV because it says better than any other translation. Would you care to read it with me? He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. I want you to think about something right now. You don't have to tell to the whole church, but I want you to think about something that your heart dearly desires would happen today. One thing. Did you think about that?
Yes.
You could think about two, but I want you to focus on one, because the scripture here is in the plural. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. We agree that we all fear God, amen?
Yes.
We all fear God, amen?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So now I want you to think about one chief desire that you have. And if you want to write it on a piece of paper just for yourself, write it down. And we're going to do a quick prayer. Right? One thing. If you want to do two things, it's okay. But I want you to think about one thing. And we're going to pray together right now, a prayer of agreement, that the Lord will give this desire speedily and soon based on the promise of His words. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Did we write it down?
Yes.
Pray with me. Father God,
You said
a new word
that you will fulfill
the desires of those who fear you. You also said that you will hear when I cry. So I'm crying out for you, my Lord. And I have this desire.
It's before you.
And I wish to have it fulfilled within 7 days. In the name of Jesus. And I will not fail to give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. So the condition here is just that we fear God. And He will fulfill the desires of our hearts. Isn't that wonderful? What sweet God we serve, huh? All He's asking, fear me. And I'll let you have what your heart is desiring. I couldn't have a better father, a better dad than this one. He fulfilled the desires of those who fear Him. Amen. What do? I fear Him and then I'm going to cry. Lord, I want You to... And He will fulfill the desires of my heart. Yeah. Let's go a little bit further to Psalms 21:2, and we're going to stay on the same translation. If you are smart, you will start marking it. The previous verse, the key word over there was fulfill. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Now let's read this one here and you tell me what's the word. You have granted Him
the desires of His heart.
And? Isn't God sweet?
Yes.
What is the key word here?
Granted.
He fulfills, He grants, the desires of our heart. Contrary to earthly father, He will not withhold the request of our lips. Do you understand why we just did that prayer?
Yes.
We opened up our mouth and we requested God for that desire that I asked you to write on a piece of paper. And then we prayed. After we prayed, the book says, you have granted Him the desire of His heart and have not withheld the request of His lips. Turn to somebody and say, God has granted you a request this morning. Why would God do that? How are you so sure, preacher, that God has done that? Psalms 145, verse 16, tells me why God has granted you the desires of your heart. Read it with me. You open your hand and... Come on, third graders, let's read it, shall we? You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. God has granted you your desires because when He opened His hands, He satisfies the desires of every living thing. Somebody may say, well, preacher, I hear what you're saying, but I still haven't got my blessing. So now let's switch to believing mode. If God says that He opened His hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing, you are included.
Amen.
On this promise. I have a niece, a great niece, knucklehead. That girl is a piece of work. Last time that I met her, I asked her, Ligia, when are you coming to Jesus? Oh, I've got plenty time. I said, that's a mistake. I'm not ready yet. Ligia, if you're smart, you will give your heart to Jesus today. Uncle, relax. All right, I'm relaxed. But I told her, you know what? I'll tell you this, what I tell my congregation. You are a hooked fish. You will come. Or you will come. Otherwise, you will come. So whether it's by love or by pain, you will come. Whether it's by love or by trial, you will come. You don't have a choice. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. If you don't come freely, circumstances will force you to come. All right, that was like 3 years ago. She was back then 13, 14 years old. Tough girl. She beat up the boys on the street. Well, she got involved with this young man. The guy came and he looked as a prince. Everybody say, Ligia, leave this thing alone. Now she's 18 or whatever, 17, 18. She will not listen. She decided to pursue. Got pregnant right away. She's riding with the man on the back of the bike, and the police had a blitz, you know, where they shut down traffic and check everybody's paper. The guy tried to turn around and was boxed by the police. Come to find out, he's a criminal. What happened? She landed in jail as an accomplice. They don't even know what the guy has done, but he's a career criminal. So they lock her up too as an accomplice. And they send her to the nastiest prison in town. Upon arrival, she already got beat up by three girls, sleeping on the floor, sleeping on the cold cement. And somebody defecated right where she was asleep. The mother went to see her yesterday. The first sentence that came out of her mouth was, Mom, I want to receive Jesus.
Amen.
The mother says, nah, you're saying this because you're in a jam. I mean it, mother. Bring me a Bible next time you come. Bring me a hymnal book. And when you come, if you can teach me some hymnal book, I mean, some song, some hymn, I want to learn. We've been praying for this kid for a while. She will not listen. But you know, the Bible says that he opened his hand and he satisfied the desires of every living creature. The Bible also says that he has granted us the desires of our heart. And he has not withheld his hands or the requests of our lips. Lydia now is professing faith in Jesus Christ. Sometimes the requests that we have for God may not exactly come in the way that we desired that it would come. But one thing is right. You open your hand and you satisfy the desires of every living thing.
Thank you, God.
It's part of the promise. Amen. And we are not giving up on this one here. This is why I want to take you now to Proverbs 10:24. And I want you to read it with me and we're going to read it slowly. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him. Now, you and I are not wicked. Is that correct? But listen to the rest. But the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Are we together so far?
Yes.
I want you to read it with me. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. In other words, folks, We have to fear nothing because we are not wicked. Do I have an amen here?
Amen.
Now, we have been made righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Is that correct?
Yes.
He says in here that the desire of the righteous shall be granted. I spoke to my brother, said, you're going to be next? Shut up. Nonsense. I said, dude, you don't have a choice. You will come. Or you will come. Otherwise, you will come. Hopefully, we will not be in such a drastic situation. He tells me, hey, stop. I don't want to hear this. I'm just saying that you will come. Ready now? No, I'm not ready now. All right? There are going to be more blitz out there. And he got upset with me. He said, dude, all I'm trying to say is, the Bible says that when they came to Christ, not only I, but my whole household would come.
Yes.
You're the only one fighting up. So just cut it off, this nonsense, and come to Jesus right away. I've got a will. No, you don't. My Bible says that the desire of the righteous shall be granted. It's God's desire for him to be saved. It's my desire for him to be saved. So it's two against one. Come on, turn to somebody and say, the desires of your heart shall be granted. Let me take you to Psalms 103, verse 1, and then verse 5. Read it with me. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Why? Verse 5. Who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed. God is going to give you the desires of your heart because he knows that you and I worry about things. And God does not want us to get old before time.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, he's going to grant us our desires so that our youth can be renewed. I just got an email, people saying, we can make you look younger 20 years. I said, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm going to take my chance with God. I'm going to take my chances with God because God will satisfy our desires with good things. Bad things will cause you to worry. Bad things will cause you to lose your sleep.
Yes.
Bad things will give you ulcers. Anxiety will take away your rest and your peace and cause you back pain. But the good things that God will satisfy us with will cause our youth to be renewed. Amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, the Lord wants to satisfy your desires with good stuff. May I have Psalms 20, verse 1. We're going to go through a few translations. Read it with me. In times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob
be saved from all harm.
Hallelujah. In the times of trouble, the God of Jacob will take care of business.
Yes.
Now, watch how crazy it gets. Brother Harry, may I have the Message Bible? God answer you on the day you crash. The name of the God of Jacob put you out of harm's reach. God will take care of you. The name of the God of Jacob.
Yes.
Now, how many of you have the desire to be harmed? Nobody, right? The name of the God of Jacob.
Amen.
will take care of business. You are protected. You are in good hands. So you may be thinking, preacher, what must I do, you know, to get all this you're talking about? Let's go to Mark 11, 24. And I want to teach you a little thing here. A little experience. Let's read it together before I say something. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever, when you pray, now let's take a quick look. I say unto you, what things soever you desire. We just prayed a few minutes ago. Remember that? Yes. You had a desire. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
We prayed about it, right?
Yes.
How do I know I'm going to get it? You're going to go out of here ready to act upon that prayer.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
We're going to walk out of this place today and act upon that prayer. I've got it.
Amen.
I've got it. I give you several witnesses. When we were told, the Lord said, now that you build me a house, I'm going to give you a house.
Amen.
I went out straight to Home Depot and I bought a rug to clean your foot in front of the house. Somebody said, what is this? That's the rug for your house. Yeah, for the new house. Which new house? The house that the Lord is going to give to us.
Yes.
So you say you don't even have a house yet, and you already bought the front rug. Yes?
Yes.
I want this thing because it's thick, and people can clean their foot really well before they come and mess in my nice floor. And that thing was on my car for 3 months. When we got the house, if you go to my house right now, it's right on the front door.
Amen.
Whenever you pray, whatsoever things you desire, if you believe that you have received, he says, you shall have them. So I prayed about the house. I believed that the house would come. I went and I bought a rug. The rug's in front of my house. This summer, I want to do some things a little different than the past. I want to fly a little bit more. So, I have a small ultralight that would not allow me past certain time flies. Past certain times because I, or certain places, because I needed a beacon light on the tail, I need the strobe lights on the end, and I need landing lights if I'm going to come to BWI or to Morton State or to Westminster. Ultralights are made to land on grass, small strip. I can land right here. If I want to, I can land right here. It will take off within 100 feet. But I want to do a little extravaganza this summer. I want to fly into big airports. When I say big, not like BWI, but, you know, airports that have strobe lights, beacons, and whatever else. So, I prayed about this. And then I went to the port store, and I bought a beacon light. And we installed it, you know, the strobe lights and the two landing lights, all installed. I went online and get a registration number for my tail. Somebody at the hangar said, why are you doing all this? I said, because I'm going to fly into big airports now. I see. Then I asked my Lord, would it be so nice if this fellow would have a bigger engine? Then I start thanking God for the answer for my prayer. Just thanking God. Well, thank you, my Lord, for what you're going to do. I'm going to have some fun, serious fun, this coming summer. Somebody came and installed all this stuff for free. Yes. Yes. I tried to give the guy some 100, 200 bucks. He would not take it. While I was down, no, I was where? We were in Europe, back in the beginning of the year. I've got a phone call. Is this Paul? I said, yeah, it's Richard. Richard, from the airport. Oh, yeah. This guy's an engineer. He said, I've got an engine, a brand new engine for my plane, and I want to give you my engine. It has just been overhauled, but I want to do some acrobatic, and I need something more powerful. I said, okay, I'm listening. He said, I am going to give you that engine for free. And if you allow me, I'm going to install it. The only thing I want from you is that you let me fly the first flight. I said, babe, you can fly as many times as you want. I thank God for that miracle. Amen. Just got a phone call. The engine is already on. And the plane is already flying. And I already had my first flight. Yes. How much does that cost me? Zero. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. You prayed for your desire today, didn't you?
Yes.
Say, I've got my desire.
I've got my desire.
A young man came to me and said, preacher, I need a job. I said, good. You're like many of the millions that need a job. What do you do, son? And then this guy told me what he did. He said, okay. So you want a job in that area? I said, yes. I told him, I want you to go to Office Depot and look for the best pen that you can find. He says, I need a job. I said, yes. And you also need something to stimulate your faith. I'm not getting that. You don't have to. Just go to Home Depot, choose the best pen that you can find, the one that writes better. He goes on, I still don't understand. You don't have to. Just do what I'm telling you. Can you pray for me? All right. We pray together. Now go get the pen. And come back here. I want to see the pen. He went. And he gets something like this. Here's the pen. Okay. Is that the best you could get? I don't know why I need a pen. I said, this is your problem, and many people's problem. You want to figure out how God's going to do things, and that's your damn fault. You don't have to figure how God's going to do things, because your pea brain is so small that you'll not be able to figure out what the man wants to do. Scratch his head. He was invited to a big company. Took a test like everybody else. When he started writing, and he had to write very, you know, artistically speaking, this pain don't do that. He lost the job. But the same pain was good enough to find him a job on a restaurant where he's taking orders. He comes to me, I regret I didn't buy the other pain. So God, can you still do it? Give God something to work with. When you come to church and you've been prayed for, or when you pray about something, all God is asking you to do is Just believe you got it, and I'm going to give it to you. Are you with me here? I told my granddaughter, Eliana, I'm going to take you to the beach once the school is over. Did you know that the next day after school, she came here and she brought her swimming trunk and everything else because we're going to go to the beach? I said, baby, it's raining. So? And then I thought, this is why Jesus said we have to have faith like a little child, right? All it needed was for me to say, I'm going to take you to the beach right after school. School was over on Friday. Saturday, she was here with her dad. And she already had her swimming trunk ready to go to the beach. You know, why can't we do this? We just prayed. You had some requests and you prayed for, right? All God is asking you to do is just believe I'm going to do it. And by the time you get home, you may have it. If you are believing that I'm going to do this. Folks, God is not in the business to make our lives miserable. He's actually willing to grant the desires of our heart. I want to show you two more scriptures. Brother Harry, give me 1 Kings 11:37. Read it with me. You know what? Give me the NIV, please. However, as for you, I will take you, and you will rule over all that your heart desires. If we just allow God to take us by the hand, whatever desire is in our hearts, He says, you will rule over all that your heart desires. Let's jump a little bit forward to 2 Chronicles 1:11-12. God said to Solomon, what did he say? Since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth, riches, or honor, nor for the death of your enemies. And since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people, over whom I made you king, therefore, wisdom and knowledge will be given you. And I will also give you wealth, riches, honor, such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have. It is smart to depend on the wisdom of God to accomplish the things that we have to accomplish. I have a verse here that I wish we would have today's Living Bible because they say it better than anybody. But let me try. Brother Harry, give me Ezekiel 36:26. Let's try the NLT. I really wish we had a today's Living Bible. It says in such a powerful way that unfortunately King James doesn't even come close. Ezekiel 36:26. Ezekiel 36:26. Glory to God. Ezekiel.
What's the verse again?
Chapter 36, verse 26. Let's read it. I will give you on your heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Now give me the NLT, please. I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender and a responsive heart. And one more translation, please. Give me the Message Bible in that same scripture. I will give you a new heart, put a new spirit in you. I will remove the stone heart from your body and replace it with a heart that's God's willed, not self-willed. Now, on today's Living Bible, it says, and I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new and right desires. The word heart in Hebrew there refers to desires of the heart. God is willing to work with us, folks. God is willing to work with us. Don't let anything deprive you from your heart's desire. God is not a tyrant. He is willing to work with us. And you know, He wants you, your family, to be involved in this. God wants to extend those blessings to your family. You know, some of them may not even believe, but because of you, if it's in your heart, the desire to see them saved, if it's in your heart to see them coming, don't give up on your desire. You know, when you look Proverbs 3:33 on the NIV, it proves to us that the family is included. Yes. So if it is in your heart, a desire to see your family succeed, a desire to see your family make it, God wants to include your family on it. Yes. Brother Harry, can you give me Psalms 3:33 on the NIV? Read it with me. From the Lord comes deliverance. Proverbs, yes. It sounds a little weird, but we'll go back to Proverbs. Okay. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but I think y'all can do better than this. Yeah. Let's do it again. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous. So if it is in your heart, if it is your heart's desire to see your family saved, to see your home serving the Lord, that's a heart desire, right? He promised to grant us our heart's desire. So you say, you sure that this thing will happen? Yes. Now I will give you a final element to make sure that these blessings will come through. Psalms 37:4 is a powerful scripture. This is the guarantee that it will come to pass. This is the guarantee that God will do it. This is the guarantee that your heart's desire will be granted to you. How do I do, preacher, to get this thing to come to pass in my life? Read it with me. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He
will give you the desires of your heart. Amen and hallelujah.
Did you know that this word delight here is as if it is hot right now outside, 91 degrees, and after you walk for a half a mile, you thirst.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, okay. Yes.
You grab a bottle of water and you sip all in. And then you...
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
If we do that same kind of stuff with God.
Oh, Jesus.
You better be ready. That's not going to be one of your desires that will not be fulfilled. It's just like walking on a hot spot, hot sun, then you grab a nice cone of vanilla ice cream with chocolate dip on the top, and you until you sip the last bit of ice cream. God is saying, do the same thing with me. Delight yourself with me. And I will make sure that all the desires of your heart will be given unto you. God wants to work with you. God is your friend, not your enemy. God is your God, not a tyrant. God wants to give you the desires of your heart so that your youth shall be renewed. As the eagles. May the Lord grant you today the desires of your heart. Amen.